From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The airline industry is in a quandary over a new device showing up on flights. It's a fist-sized gadget called the Knee Defender. The product is the creation of a 6-foot-2-inch tall frequent flyer who says he was fed up with having his knees banged up every time the passenger in front of him decided to lean back. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Long-legged listeners, Ira Goldman has you in mind. Try his Knee Defender in flight, and the person in front of you will not be able to recline. The gadget is a block of plastic with a groove carved along one side. You slip it on the side of a tray table arm, and it serves as a lock. Goldman conceived of the idea during one particularly cramped flight a few years ago.
If you're walking down the aisle of the plane and someone's in your way, you don't simply knock them over and keep going, or at least I wouldn't. And yet that's what was happening to me and to other people who are tall, long-legged, sitting behind people who want to recline.
The Knee Defender, Goldman says, may put an end to some of the uglier tactics that tall people, not him, but other tall passengers, have been known to use. Things like coughing on the person who's just reclined into your knees, blasting them with cold air from the overhead vents, or even paying people not to recline. It all sounds odd to the under-6-foot crowd that's largely unaware of these often silent confrontations in the air. But Goldman, a lawyer turned entrepreneur, says the demand for his product is there. He's sold 2,000 since he started the business a few months ago. He's got no competition that he knows of, but his business could become the casualty of airline policy. Several carriers are considering banning the Knee Defender. On a recent flight from Baltimore to Denver, I asked businessmen Paul Logan, who's 6'2", and Mark Whittle, 5'10", to give the gadget a try. As owners of a voice recognition telecom company called Contact Solutions, they fly often. Here's Whittle reading the Knee Defender directions.
After your plane takes off and you are permitted to lower your tray table, lower it and place your Knee Defender on the tray table's arms. That looks right.
Now give that a shot, buddy.
Airlines are concerned the pressure from the device could break their tray table arms. And Logan says he can see how that would happen, but he says that's not the reason he's not inclined to buy the Knee Defender. To him, the device just seems rude. Though he says he knows well the frustration of having his knees jammed.
99 times out of 100, I will simply suffer in silence.
What about you?
Well, I would like to be tall enough that my knees get hit by the seat in front of me. So if I could do that, then I'd think about using it.
So you're not the target audience here.
I'm really not. I mean, I'm sympathetic to Paul, but to be honest with you, I would actually look behind me before I, move my seat.
The Knee Defender just seems to invite confrontation, says flight attendant Jeff Cruz. After all, the airline seats were built to recline. As he unloads this Frontier Airlines flight, an airline that has no official policy on the device, he says he hopes not to see it on board.
I think that it's taking the interaction away. Somebody doesn't want their seat back. They should be able just to talk to the person in front of them. And taking that away, it seems like a deceptive device rather than just asking the person in front of you not to recline their seat.
Ira Goldman says he'd gladly give up this business and go back to being a lawyer if airlines would fix the problem by, say, putting more space between seats. But he says instead the industry is making the peculiar calculation that limiting his product will somehow make the problem of cramped legroom go away. So far, Northwest is the only carrier to officially ban the Knee Defender on their planes. It's a bad move, says the Denver-bound businessmen Paul Logan and Mark Whittle. They say trying to turn the device into the forbidden fruit will probably have the unintended consequence of fueling demand.
I think it's going to make him a rich man. It's really going to help him.
Oh, so there was an airline that actually said you cannot use these? Yeah, that is gas on a fire there. That makes me interested.
Right.
But even if the Knee Defender's popularity takes off, it's ultimately up to the airlines to decide if the device stays or goes. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.